Okay. Mm. And then on the 1st of January, you say...
Happy New Year.
And by way of appreciation, you might say, I'm much...
I'm much better.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm much to you.
I'm much obliged.
Do you use that?
No.
Okay. I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And then the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he...
wrapped.
And when I got home, I...
unwrapped.
And if you sold something for less than you paid for it, you'd be selling it at a...
a reduced price. Or at a bargain.
Or... to the buyer, it would be a gain, but to you, it would be a...
a loss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you admire something, you'd say, I'd like to buy that new car, but it... too much.
It costs too much.
Mm-hmm. On the first of the month, the bill is...
due.
Okay, and you probably said when talking about the American Guild of Organists, you have to pay your annual...
dues.
Okay. And if you haven't any money, you might go to the bank and try to...
borrow some.
And in the 30s, money was...
tight. Scarce.
Mm-hmm. And he ran down the springboard and...
dive.
And many boys have...
dive.
And they will...
dive.
Do you ever say dove?
No. And I've been trying to find out if it's an accepted practice.
I think dove is considered grammatically acceptable. I don't, like you, I say dived.
Uh-huh.
But I think
I
many people
like
do
dove.
Say dove. Mm-hmm. And then once after he dived in, he...
swam.
And he has...
swam.
And he will.
Swim.
Okay. And if he got in the river and he could not swim, he might...
drown.
And yesterday he...
drowned.
And he has...
drowned.
Ever say drowned?
No.
Okay. Then if you dived in and you landed flat and it hurt, that's a...
if you dived...
you landed flat on your stomach, that's a...
that's a fall.
A belly something?
It could be a belly splash.
Okay. A belly buster?
Yes, a belly buster. Uh-huh.
Belly flop?
I don't know belly flop.
Hmm, okay. That's, most people say belly buster,
belly buster,
and I say belly flop.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, it must not be an Atlanta term then if you don't know it. And then if you put your head on the ground and you rolled over, that's a...
your head on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
And rolled over. Is that a flip-flop?
Could be. Or a summer. Or
somersault.
Would you ever call it a tumble something?
A tumble. No, I don't think
okay.
so.
And then if you bought something and the storekeeper gave you a little something extra, he might say, this is for...
this is for keeps.
Well, if he gave you something, what would you say that was? That was... you paid your bill or you made a big purchase and he threw in something and he'd say, this is...
a bonus.
Do you know the term? I doubt that you will. Lagniappe?
No.
Or pilon?
No.
Lagniappe is Louisiana. That's a French term. And pilon, I think, is Spanish and it's, you hear that in Texas. But you don't hear it in Georgia. So I'm not surprised you didn't know it. And then what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawl.
And if you see something up a tree, you go over to the tree and...
climb.
Yesterday I...
climb.
And I have...
climb.
I don't suppose you ever say clomb.
No.
Okay. Or clim.
No.
Or clam.
No, but that's an old term, clam.
Is it...
I think it's a corruption.
Of
climb.
Mm-hmm. And she walked up to the altar to take communion and...
knelt.
Mm-hmm. And if you're tired, you say, I'm going to go over to the couch and...
lie down.
Mm-hmm. And all morning he...
lay.
Mm-hmm. And...